After the holidays, there's so much to clean up and get ready for the coming year. This leaves me exhausted and a lot of things falling off my to-do list. It's time to lock in, and Omaha Steaks delivers everything you crave to reset after the holidays. An order from them means having high-quality Omaha Steaks on hand at all times. I'm a big meat lover myself, and I always go with medium rare, but there's also plenty of poultry and other options available. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of expertise in the meat industry. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their end-of-season sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to www.omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide during their end-of-season sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. Thanks to Omaha Steaks for sponsoring us.
Let's get it. Welcome to the Dead Son Show. We have meaningful conversations about life through the lens of fatherhood. It's for fathers, those with fathers, and the fatherless, and nobody's left out. These are the conversations we want our sons to access as they grow through life into manhood, so no topics are off limits. I'm just one of your hosts, D. Johns.
I'm your other host, Jay Black.
Jay Black, I know, but I'm going to ask you, how you feeling?
Ah, amazing. We just defrost thawed out.
Yeah.
We still back outside.
A little chill in the studio, man. The studio is still in its early stages, but the floors are looking good.
Yeah.
The artwork is here. Everything is now hung. I got to pull some measurements before we leave because I got some ideas of some wall treatments and stuff. But it feels good to be in here.
It does. Listen, every time I come in here, I know this sounds cliche to the audience, but I get inspired.
Yeah. No, for real. Yeah. This is my happy space for sure.
Real life.
I'm in here when nobody's in here, just sitting, moving stuff around, thinking.
Yep.
Pulling cameras here, pulling cameras there, visualizing, believing deeper. Kids going back to school tomorrow.
Thank Lord.
They call this Dalaska. That's what I've been seeing on social media. We live in Dalaska.
Copyright that thing, man.
That ain't me.
Yeah.
That ain't me. That's what the hashtag has been.
Oh, okay.
But I'm grateful for the time to reset.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The third day was a little much for them to be out of school. I mean, it was a safety thing. I get it. But, you know,
yeah.
2 days, cool. Third day, I'm like, oh, come on.
Mine won't stop eating. They just won't stop eating.
Yeah.
So, listen. I know these people don't feed y'all nonstop at this school. Stop playing with me, man.
Making up for lost time.
But it's good. I'm excited. We did a hard reset.
Yeah.
Spring cleaning in the winter. Lot of things that we haven't been able to do, man. I got cleared out. So yeah. I'm excited about it. So it was worthy. I really kind of need me one more of these in about 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, well, spring next week.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
If you blink too many times, it's Texas spring gonna be next week. It'd be time to plant seed and get all that stuff done, man. I like, share, and subscribe. That
Please.
Part
at the top.
Are y'all feeling the new location? Again, y'all are seeing the stages of this, so this is not final product.
No,
but we gonna enjoy it. We gonna be proud of the process all throughout. Certificate of occupancy, so we legal.
Did.
I'm not saying we weren't legal the first time we shot it. I'm saying there were some things that weren't clear.
in the balance.
Yeah.
You know?
Hanging.
That's all.
Hanging. There we very clear. We very much documented. And yeah.
Fire marshal signed off.
Fire marshal.
We got the correct amount of exit signs and fire extinguishers. We legit.
Yeah. Salute to Reggie George, father figure.
Yep.
For moving in faith on the play and for reaching out and Voltron in this thing.
Yeah.
Man, I don't even know what to call it because we just got to it, but for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to prolong it. The topic for today is trust the process.
Trust the process.
Trust the process. And we'll go ahead.
Stop letting, and I'm talking to me with this, stop letting not being able to see what the exact outcome is hinder me from taking the necessary steps to get to the desired outcome anyway.
Yeah.
Like, so busy watching and looking for results that's time that I could be using to actually be committing and pouring into the thing so that I can get the results that I keep checking for.
Yep.
If I stop checking and just keep doing the work, the results that I want, they'll be there.
That's the callback to, I think I showed the end of the year. Like, the more time you spend looking for results, the longer the results will take.
I promise.
And salute to everybody that came out to the live.
Yeah.
The live was sold out, and that's not saying it in a braggadocious manner. I'm saying it because people believed and they put their money where their mouth was.
Did.
Yes.
They did.
Pause, whatever. They supported. They supported with their pockets.
You can't even say cliches.
And it's whatever. I'm lost in the sauce on that.
Yeah.
But the show not changed my mind, but restored faith in people coming through on their word.
Yes, Lord.
Number one.
Yeah.
The feedback was amazing. The experience for me was amazing, which is kind of tough.
Yeah.
Because I be trying to keep it together for the sake of the conversation.
Yep. But
my mind be 40 different places.
I already know.
Which also says, I got to stop holding things so close. I got to trust the process and start letting some stuff go and start growing some people that we're actually going to need to sustain this thing and move it forward.
Yes.
Salute to, what is LaRouge Speakeasy?
LaRouge. LaRouge Speakeasy.
To the establishment.
Yeah. Dexter Hewitt specifically.
Yeah.
For being open enough to allow us in that space.
Yep.
Because ultimately the decision was made like, hey man, I believe in what y'all got going with that. Yeah, absolutely. This space is open to you. Come on with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was, and even that had me a little uneasy because it was an agreement. It was just verbal.
Yep.
I'm learning to go with the flow to an extent.
Yeah.
Not leaving things to chance, but again, when that street got a roadblock, I'm not going back home.
Nah.
We're not sitting there yelling at the roadblock.
Right.
Talking about what you're doing.
Mm-mm.
So we, you know, a couple lessons learned from that. But overall, I'm very pleased with it. And I was careful not to say too much too quick.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to kind of soak it in and really, for me, understand what I'm just nitpicking and what things are actual, you know, value added improvement. So I think I got a list of both, man. But how was it for you? Would it how do you see the platform differently after that? Or do you?
Growth. The biggest thing that I saw was 25, we discussed it, right? We were like, hey, we're going live. We're going to do a live.
Might have been 24.
It might even been 24. The audience and feedback, and we were getting inboxes and messages about, hey, man, when y'all going to do a live? If y'all ever do a live, we there. I'm there. I'm coming. And, you know, not to discredit people, but it's kind of like Hollywood.
In the hype.
The hype.
Yeah.
It sounds good to say that. That's just like when you see people like, man, call me. Like, listen, call me. Yeah. Call me later.
But also don't.
Right. So, to actually, like you, to your point, to actually see people were seriously committed to, I meant that, like, tell me when it is. And to double down on that, we didn't have a block out. We didn't purposely block certain people out. We just did not do that.
Yeah.
We were trying to be humble in our approach. That's the best way I can put that.
Yeah.
I feel like we were more humble, which I prefer that than being overly arrogant and aggressive. But I feel like we were humble in our approach. We were like, man, listen, this spot here hold 50 people. Let's just put a little ticket out there so we can see how close to the 50.
Right.
Imagine we're talking about how close to the 50 we can pull on the first one, because perhaps the groove not there yet, whatever. Not that we discount our product.
It's a process.
Lo and behold, the 50 were gone in 24 hours just on a couple of text messages. And so now those that were like, hey, I feel some kind of way. Y'all didn't make this thing available. And I'm certainly not missing the next one. That means a lot, because there's certainly another one coming. Yeah. So they were like, hey, I'm stalking the page. I'm watching the page. So I say that to say we went through 24 and 25. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. To finally go ahead and pull the trigger on that and move forward and actually see that thing manifest and see the following and the participation and the crowd participation and the desire for more. Like, hey, the next one. It's warming to see. It feels good. It to me, that's a payoff.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
We obviously said we're not doing this for attention seeking or trying to be like, oh man, this. We're living out loud in front of the camera and it's being appreciated and received. And that is alone building on itself.
Yeah. I like what it's doing in my house, man. I mentioned it in the conversation with Joe, like it brought me and Keisha to a place. Keisha's my wife for those that if you're new here.
Yeah.
It brought us to a place to have a discussion that was long overdue. And that was a relief valve.
Yeah.
The pressure ain't gone, but it's clear that there's a belief level that matches mine in the house. And not just Keisha, Eden telling me that she's proud of me.
Yeah.
She's proud to see the platform growing.
Yeah.
Expand, as she said.
Yeah.
So that matters. And the pro and I don't even want to call it a con, but the accountability from us saying stuff on this platform. It's never planned.
Yeah.
But it commits.
Yep.
It commits or we look away or feel away.
In real time.
And it's not even about how we look to the public. It's like how do I look in the mirror when it comes to this thing?
Yes.
So trust in the process, man. As we were talking before, I think it's appropriate to make it clear. And this probably be the one time. It'd probably be the one time because the platform, this is the foundation.
Yes.
What you see here.
Yes.
I know you've mentioned it before. I understand that people come into this journey at different places and for different reasons. And they have favorites. They take two more than they take two.
Right.
That's kind of the point.
Yeah, certainly. Hence the variety.
That's kind of the point, right? When I was doing it alone, I didn't want to listen to me all the time because that's not where I grow, just me monologuing. Some people do it really great.
Right.
So I started having conversations with other men. You were the one of the men early. Then I realized that there's a superpower in having conversations with people with differing perspectives.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The decision to bring you on as, at the time, a co-host, ultimately, there are two hosts, there are two people that are operating this platform.
Right.
Like, that was a growth thing for me. And as I mentioned earlier, I say it publicly, I didn't want to trust you with it.
Right, right, right.
Not for any reason, but just past being too... being very protective of a thing that's near and dear to me.
Yeah.
I also think that's important.
Rightfully so.
But you stuck and stayed in the way that you supported, even just being available to have consistent conversations helped me tremendously because now it's like, there's a rhythm. We talk anyway.
Yeah. Yes.
So there's a rhythm. And now this thing is building the brotherhood expanded because of that.
Yeah.
But there's also an accountability that, okay, it's not just about letting me down and not to be negative about it, but it's about like this thing matters the more to me, right? And I see what it's done with you. I see how it's changed you and you've mentioned some things. And where this thing could go, where this thing will go, I've been struggling with it.
Yeah.
Like I honestly believe this thing is to the moon, not for any glory. I've also been hesitant for this thing to go to the moon.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
yeah, a lot comes with that.
A lot comes with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been good at accepting responsibility for decisions that I make and what comes with the territory, even in corporate. But it feels good to run with somebody in the same direction without ego.
Right, right.
That was very important to me, right?
I swear.
The dynamics of our personalities are not the same. That's by design.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah. If you are in love with Jay Black, congratulations. I thank you.
Yeah.
I thank you.
It's kind of the point of the day.
If you like it when I say some stuff, I thank you. If you prefer it when somebody who's not us is on here, I thank you.
We thank you.
Appreciate
you.
We thank you.
Appreciate you.
Was it Byron Allen? No. Donnie Simpson.
Yeah.
BET's old yeah. Green Eyes, whatever, from back yeah. in the day, the video job was having a conversation on the Breakfast Club, and he was talking about how he matured in the media space. And he was talking about a conversation he had with one of his mentors who referenced the importance of having a voice in media. And he was saying, when people watch the Johnny Carson show,
mm-hmm.
the next day they say, did you see what happened on the show? They don't necessarily say person A, they say, did you see what happened on the show? He said, it doesn't matter who has the moment as long as it happens on the show.
That's it.
That's where I'm at. I don't care about owning no moment.
1,000%.
Yeah.
I totally agree, because in my mind, if we become so one-dimensional that every single time that you turn on the Dear Son Network, you see DeJohns and Jay Black. You see DeJohns and Jay Black. That's called being a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
What's the sense of calling yourself a network and you have one show?
Right.
There are multiple shows. There are multiple personalities. There are multiple contributors. So though there's a positive message or energy in, man, I saw Jay Black and Joe T talking. Where the heck DeJohns at? Hey, we get it. What the heck Jay Black? What the heck is Joe T? What the heck is Reg? Listen, thank you.
Right.
However, it's a network.
Yeah.
There's multiple contributors. Please, please give that same energy to everybody that you see.
Yeah.
Because I promise you, we're not haphazardly throwing people in the room.
No.
We've already had conversations. Anybody that comes in front of this camera, we've had conversations with them. They have viewpoints that are worthy of, man, you mind sitting down and talking with us? I love that. That. So it's not just trying to, I don't know how many followers you got. What are you talking about? Like, where's your mindset? What's your spin on fathering, parenting, mentorship?
Yeah.
What do you think about the younger generation? What are some things that we can talk about and discuss that help parents challenge to get a certain type or better version of what their parental approach is?
Yeah.
Right now, I may not be exploring, like, now I'm just going to tell my kid to go sit over here. Well, if perhaps I talk to a younger parent or an older parent or particularly any type parent that's a guest on the show, now they're talking about a thing that, man, I ain't think about it like that.
Yeah.
It could be like, man, my dad used to do this, this, and this, how it made me feel. Well, you may have just heard a story that you're doing exactly what this person just said their parents' parenting style was, and perhaps how bad it made them feel.
Yeah.
And perhaps that helps you shift, like, I need to do some adjustments then, because I don't want my children to feel. It may even spark a conversation. How about that?
Yeah.
Let me go ask my kids, hey, when I tell y'all to do this, what do y'all think about that? Like, how does that make you feel? That's the platform has helped me become that type of parent.
Yeah.
So when I get like a message or encouragement of, hey, man, y'all doing a heck of a job. I love the show. I love the platform. I love when I hear or get messages where people are talking about episodes I wasn't even on.
Right.
I engaged, though, because I watched it, too. Like, hey, I did hear that.
Yeah.
I did hear them say that, man. And we were talking about something the other day, and I was like, man, you and Joe T, just the episode you dropped this morning, you just talked about that. I'm a fan of the network. I'm a fan of the show.
Yeah.
So I contribute, but I watch. I have no bones about sitting on that side of the camera And I'm in the audience looking just as hard as everybody else because
I'm trying to go.
So yeah, that's valid, man. That's a good point you made, and I'm glad you made that point because it's an undertone.
Yeah.
Zero egos in the building. I think that's the best formula. Like people be like, man, y'all chemistry. There's no ego involved. Yeah. The motivation. There's no agenda on the table. It's like, I enjoy this.
Legit trying to get better. And that's another thing about the process. Like when it started was intentionally for me to become a better father. I realized in the process that me becoming a better man is as or more important because it impacts like having tunnel vision about fatherhood is great. Dear son, every man is a son. Every man is not a father. Our views are our views because of our life experience. If the chemistry still worked out and you had no kids, you would still be sitting there because of the experience of manhood.
Yeah.
So it's taught me to be open to other people's perspective, whether they're from the same walk of life. And that's another thing. You'll see people that don't look like everybody else is on here.
I promise.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If I feel like I can... The people that I invite, Jay Black got a whole list. So I'm just saying because he ain't acted on his list.
With the camera on.
He got a whole list that y'all y'all may or may not be like, Dijon, is he still on the show? Trust me, I'm super cool. But it's about learning.
Yeah.
And there's something about doing it with the potential public facing approach that I listen differently.
Yeah.
Because I know people are paying attention to how I'm interacting with it. So I try to be conscious of, am I actually engaging to get something out of this so that the audience can get some out of this? Not to have a shock value moment, but am I really interested? And I hope that's what comes across because anybody that sits down, even as much as we sit down, I'm genuinely interested in what we say to each other about a thing.
I promise.
And I know it helps other people because I'm in my DMs.
And I'm double down vested because I actually know this man. I know this man's wife. I know every one of this man's children and granddaughter. So it's a meaningful vested conversation. That's not to say we're not capable of having meaningful conversations with people that we don't know on that level.
Yeah.
But you have to understand that when you're talking to me, I see it. So I see the dedication and the level of parenting and fathering and husbanding, if that's a word, husbanding, that you got going on at the crib. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's inspiring to be surrounded by that energy. You know what I mean? Because you can be surrounded by people that's moving in the opposite direction of what your goals are for what you think your parenting or your life should look like. But if you're hanging around with people that aren't living by that standard.
Yeah.
So now it's like, none of us will get there then, because if all we worried about is, you know, street running and partying and arguing with our spouse or not, you know, we're neglecting our children, obviously, then this whole thing is hypocritical. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
We wouldn't even have 169 episodes.
170.
Of material. These are real life experiences that we're genuinely speaking on.
Yeah.
Which brings me to a point.
Yeah, too.
Something was highlighted for the live, when the live was coming up and we made it, you know, got information out that I almost said made it public. They as a trigger word now, but this platform, it says Dear Son, the opening credits are for the fathers, the fatherless, those are with and without father. Please understand, we have a considerable following of women.
Absolutely.
And we are absolutely okay and excited about that. Parenting, because at the end of the day, this is about. And it even says, son, I promise you some of these principles apply to your daughters as well.
Yeah.
But guys were calling like, hey, man, this fella's night out, like this a whole male. I was like, I don't have a problem doing a male panel or a conference type setup, but no. Like when we're talking about the Dear Son Network, the Dear Son Podcast, the Dear Son Show, we're talking about parenting.
Yeah.
So there were women in the crowd, some with dates, some women with women, as far as like, hey, we, our homegirls, we came. Please, moving forward, I want to say this, it matters. The show is open.
Yeah.
It's a co-ed open show to men, women, single parents, dual parents, conventional, non-conventional, whatever your situation is. You cannot even have children, but one day, hey, I'm going to be a parent one day. Let me get ahead of the curve and just see what the parenting space looks like right now. What are people dealing with right now with teenagers and young children? I have a six-year-old at home. What do I have to expect when he gets 17, 18 years old and vice versa? Whatever the case may be. Grandparents. I haven't parented in years. Now I got these grandbabies at the house. So I have these, my grandchild is 13, 14 years old and he's going through some things. Perspective.
Yeah.
We don't know everything, but it's also, it's another testament, if you will, to the diverse guests that we have coming in. Everybody has something to offer and you don't know where you're going to get a nugget or a gem from.
It's all connected.
Yeah.
Like I said, every man is a son birthed by a woman.
Yes.
Who also has a father.
Yes. Yes. Like, ain't no way around that.
The relationship with that father, the relationships between every, all of those are different. And that's where the conversations take shape, is because everybody's relationship is nuanced.
Right.
Right. And their life perspective, life through their lens, lends perspective to something that we may not have experienced.
Yep.
Or, hey, what are fathers teaching their sons that my daughters may take interest in?
Yep. Yep.
What are the things that my son might want to say to his father who may or may not be in the house, or they're struggling? Like it's all related. And I'm glad you brought that point up, because one thing that's been clear, shout out to the David Shane's Social Proof podcast, a few things that were consistently taught in his mentorship program, and you know, a lot of stuff that he does for free, was about having a consistent message.
Yeah.
Talking to the same person every time.
Yeah.
That has helped me be clear on keeping the mission, but it also attracts people that are adjacent to it because they respect that you're consistently on mission.
Absolutely.
The only thing that you'll see from episode 1 to 170 is growth.
Yeah.
You won't see tricks. You won't see trends. You won't see any of that. You'll see that it got better, that it looks different. The conversations may have matured. Perspectives may have matured as well. I may feel differently about a thing because this is year 5 now. I've had 5 children going through life at various stages for 5 years.
Yes.
Some of the things that worked before or that I thought worked didn't work.
And you know, we'll convince ourselves, this it right here.
I'm getting that feedback now, and I dare not ignore the feedback from the person that I'm saying is my test pilot. And they're saying, nope, the plane didn't take off. I'm saying the plane was at 30,000.
In my mind.
At 30,000, smooth sailing, easy landing.
Yeah.
It's like, no, we didn't even take off.
We never left the ground.
Never take off. So it's how I wanted to tie that to trust in the process is that people will try to convince you that what you believe isn't valuable, that it'll never catch, that you need to present like you need to be like another thing for it to work. There were a couple of times where I never really considered becoming something else, but I definitely looked at like, man, that's working over there. That's really working over there, and I know I can mimic that. And you go down this path, you start to believe that if then, if only I, then these things will come.
Yes.
But I'm so glad that, like I said, it's we've been able to cut through the noise.
Yes.
To some, it may still look like it's not working. Now, I shouldn't say that. is definitely working, but what some people may consider success.
Right.
I do know that it all looks the same until it doesn't.
Until it does not. Until it does not.
And I don't know if you're about to say it, but I feel that it's about to look different.
Listen, you want to hear something crazy?
Talk to me.
I don't watch podcasts because I'm trying to protect my perspective. Because there's a lot of great podcasts out there.
Yeah.
It just is. There's no way around it. I don't want to run the risk of seeing something that's appealing to me and it's speaking to me and I'm paying attention to it and I'm in the space.
Yeah.
And now I'm unaware that I'm becoming that podcast.
Yeah.
Your cadence or your flow or your thought process. Man, I think we should. And then if you really analyze that thing and dissect it and pick it apart, you're regurgitating or you're recreating something that's already there.
Yeah.
Some people are like, man, don't reinvent the wheel. Everybody got their own wheel though. Like this, this, our space is our space. And so, me knowing me personally, you could be a sponge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause what's good is good.
Right.
So if it's resonating with my spirit, it's going to come out. I can't fight that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be on this authentic, genuine space that we have with any other thoughts than my own or my approach or what my, cause now I think sometimes the biggest mistake professional athletes make is they watch the commentators all week. And so you have a game plan that you, the people that have your best interest, your coaches, your staff, your teammates, they have a game plan. But you're so busy listening to these professionally paid commentators who are paid to make certain comments to provoke you and provoke the head talkers of the industry. Man, I think he should stop being a pocket quarterback. He needs to run more. He needs to run. He needs to run.
Yeah.
And then now you abandon the game plan because you've been watching the noise. You've been watching the contributors that works for them. That's not what got us to the point where we are for me personally.
Yeah.
I know you look at different spaces and support different platforms. And I'm not saying that this is a competition or to not support anyone. If I did not make a podcast or participate in this one, certainly.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them that I see clips and I'd be like, man, that's deep. That's dope.
Yeah.
But I refrain from going catch the whole episode because then I'll be sitting here in my chair and it'd be like, that looks familiar. I don't want anything that we're doing to be familiar for the sake of that was just so good that you subconsciously are reproducing something that you've seen.
I get that. And I've seen several artists in different aspects of genres, of different art forms say that. Like people writing a book, they don't read other books.
Yes.
People are, you know, I know poets that refrain from, you know, looking at other people's contents and things like that, or people that are in the writing process for music. And I get it. I don't watch podcasts for the sake of entertainment. The ones I watch, well, most of them that are in the space anyway.
Right.
There are a few that I watch in this space because I know I'm actually learning from them. Not to rehash or and it's people that I admire whose voice they're lending to a podcast. They're not necessarily podcasts. I would listen to them in any, like Jason
exactly.
Wilson.
Exactly.
Jason Wilson, I would, whether it's a clip of him, you know, in the cave with the boys teaching the martial arts, or he's specifically sitting down to express, you know, his thoughts on the topic.
Yep.
So I limit to that. I do watch a lot of content from a different eye though.
Yep.
Because I'm looking at production. I'm looking at camera angles. I'm studying not to necessarily bite it, but to me, that's intriguing. Like, man, how would I do that?
Yeah.
Or how did they do that? And I'm trying to figure like, oh, they probably, this probably shot from here. They probably think, so I look at it in that sense, but anything in this space for sure has got to be somebody that I know I will grow from listening to them, not somebody that I would particularly try to imitate or emulate. And also, because I podcast way more than I watch in this space.
And I mean,
in this space. Yes, the guy that wants to get off the camera. Like,
turning them out, I'm telling you.
It's meaningful. It's also a mission to it.
Yes.
So I think it's good to be aware when you run the risk of becoming, because I said it before, what your mind consumes, your character assumes.
Yes.
Yes. My grandmother, God rest her soul, used to sing a song, said, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little eyes, what you see, because the Father up above is looking down with love. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. And it's amazing how much wisdom there are in those songs, those old adages that we took for granted while they were amongst the living. But now, having children, it's like what are they ingesting through every portal?
Right.
They watching, what they seeing, what they hearing.
Yes.
And it's even more important for me, for us to have a space like this, that I'm okay with my kids seeing this and being inspired to do something similar.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm no problem with it.
And I think Eden got a version of it.
Yeah.
She definitely got a version of it. Eli, he's more, I think he has more of the behind the scenes.
I can see that.
Yeah, energy that I have. But you get him on the topic. You get him on the topic he's passionate about, and he will articulate it. So I like that, man. What's some things going on right now in your house? And it could be parenthood, it could be relationship with your wife, that you're trusting the process through right now.
Transitions. We had a we have a lot of, I feel like everybody in my house is in a transitional phase right now. My son, who's away at college, he's in a transitional phase, finding his collegiate groove, if you will. Like, what do I really want out of life? And we're trying to be parents that are meet you where you are. I can have all of the aspirations for you in the world. I can have all of the network and the connections to put you in places that'll absolutely, without you even having any thought or contributing in any sort of way, what your next 10 steps are.
Yep.
I'm robbing you though. And so now, I brought up a point at the live about there are things that I watch my sons go through that I don't necessarily share with my wife in real time. I tell her, I just know that her approach is going to be different to it. Like, it hurts me to watch you suffer through this, but I know on the back end, the lesson and the strength that you're going to gain from this is going to equip you for life.
Right.
So I'd rather be uncomfortable as a parent for 2 hours while you're 8, 9, 10 years old, than I'm hurt and distraught and heartbroken for 10 years from your 20s to your 30s because you just can't seem to get your feet under you as it pertains to life.
Yeah.
But it was because I did too much steering you away from the hard lessons of life as a child because they were uncomfortable to me as a parent. So we're dealing with things like that. Like we absolutely love our neighborhood, our neighbors. Y'all, the yeomans, love them. But we're having conversations of transition. Like, there's some changes that possibly need to be made. How serious are we about making them? So that's why I say, like, what comforts do you sacrifice for necessities?
Yeah.
If it's a space thing, if it's a location thing, if it's the educational system, whatever it is that you're dealing with or looking at. And we've had conversations about that. Like, hey, man, we can go grab do, you know what I mean? So the same conversation is coming up. I'm trusting the process, though.
Because
like right now, I just doubled down heavily into a stocks investment course. As far as there's this guy, man, he's in my eyes, he's a guru.
Yeah.
And he was like, man, I got an opportunity for you. Just come over here with me for a couple of months and I'm going to, you know, train you up.
Yeah.
And you're going to be in the space. He was like, I watched you, your mind and how you move and how you think. If you let me give you these tools right here for 2 months, you'll probably quit your day job. I was like, man, so I have to trust that process, though, because I keep telling myself things like, do I have any bandwidth left? We talked about this in 25. In 2025, I was the busiest man on planet Earth. I'm actively trying to scale that down to more quality over quantity, right? Yeah. I can't say yes 1,000 times. It has to go down at least to 300. So, you know what I mean? So I just have to trust the process of the platform, the investment window that we're looking at. Listen, it's not coming at me for no reason. It's like we had a conversation before the episode started. Anything that I scratch and fight and have to force because of how I'm made, it's going to do what it's going to do. But, buddy, it's exhausting. But when it just seems to fall in our lap, it go to the moon, man, without even trying.
Yeah.
Trust the process.
That conversation is why we're having this conversation.
Yes.
Because I've been kind of battling in my mind releasing.
Yeah.
Releasing some things that aren't in my control, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Also releasing things that I could control and I have been controlling, but it's also stunting growth. Like, the news you brought in here confirmed, I can't even call it not even suspicions, confirmed that this is how it's going to work. I don't see the full staircase.
Right, right.
But it's like, okay, you don't have to worry about this part of it now.
No.
Concern, aware of conversations for sure.
Certainly.
But as much as I have this piece of it, you have that piece of it.
Yes, Lord.
And I never really experienced that.
Yeah.
Even in the time in this time is night, the timing is perfect. Because like we had a reset, like I said, me and my wife had a conversation, a reset on our pursuits. It doesn't have to be me or her. It can be us.
Yes.
And we both can be fulfilled. And she got a thing that she just launched. I believe in it very heavily, not just because I find her attractive and we've had sex a lot. But I literally, with clear mind, believe that this one,
this is it.
It's either the rocket ship or it's the fuel. It is something.
Yeah,
and it feels good to be on. And that's another thing. Like trusting it is. I think I understand now how to play my role in that. It ain't give me the, what you why yeah. you what you
yeah.
It's understanding. It's providing perspective when it's requested. It's inserting myself when I know that I have some information that you need.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's like this is your thing. I literally believe in it. How do we get there?
Up from
so
here.
I am officially trusting that process of it's not we don't have to have terms. You know what I'm saying?
It. Yep. Yep.
Like
yep.
You got this window because I looked at it like that, like, well, you've had this window to do XYZ.
Yeah.
if the window was there, but the weather wasn't right, you don't necessarily open the window in the storm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to, yep. the window has to marry up with the opportunity as well. So I'm trusting the process with that, some family dynamics that we have in common,
yeah,
to different degrees. I'm open to what that requires.
Yes.
Yep. Right? I don't look at it as, I'm not really looking at things as how they impact me and what it's going to stop me from doing. I'm learning to look at, okay, how do we adjust and accomplish all of the above?
All of the above.
Because all of it can be done, man.
Yep. Not an either or. Yep. Yeah. I get it. And it's easy to fall into that in a household. You'd be like, all right, I'm going to do this. Well, go ahead. You go do that. I'm going to hold this. If we look at it, both of these can run right now.
Concurrent. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where we at, man. I think this is a good spot, man. I think we'll revisit this. We got to revisit the process because the process is playing out
in real time before our very eyes.
Time, man.
Yes.
And selfishly, I'm actually anxious to go do that thing that you came in here talking about.
Right now.
Yeah.
I'm talking about right now.
Yeah. I almost don't want to pack up. We'll pack up. But yeah, man. So my takeaway is the whole episode I've been talking to me. You've been kind enough to sit here.
Yeah.
You've been kind enough to sit here as you normally are, but you know, again, it was just another confirmation. The confirmation about the neighbor that I mentioned, me and Joe T was talking about on the other show.
Yeah, yeah.
Things that I've been, my natural mind has been inclined to see as a problem.
Yeah.
When I actually allow it to develop.
Yeah.
Like, this is really an opportunity.
Yeah.
Superior opportunities.
So, yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited, man. Wish you, next live show loading.
Listen, on the way.
Yeah.
By the time we record again, we'll have a date for the live show and a link. The link probably could
it'll
release before the next episode.
Yeah.
February though.
If you watch this within the first few weeks of February, the link will be there.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
The link will be there.
But next live is in February, and we'll hold right there because that thing real.
Yeah,
that thing real. I'm excited, man. You'll hardly find me a loss for words, but I'm so excited about this next live that I'm at a loss for words right now in the moment. But I'm excited. I'm excited for the accomplishments on the way, the progress of the network. Man, just I'm looking at everybody that's in the circle, and man, it's some heavy hitters in the room, man. It's some real life heavy hitters in the room. So be intentional, be focused, trust the process. The time you're spending trying to look at results, that's more time that could be dumped into the process so that you could trust it.
We appreciate you guys. God bless you. Peace.